Armadoxy for today. One less listener. The news came unexpectedly. No matter how much you prepare or how prepared you may be, the news of young death comes with an element of shock. So it was yesterday when we learned of our dear friend Chris's death. A week ago, to the day, we visited her in her hospital bed. The cancer diagnosis, which she got a year earlier, had now become the death sentence we all feared, but never wanted to admit. In the face of something as horrid as cancer, our defense mechanisms come into play. We refer to cancer in a variety of monikers, such as the C word or that dreaded disease, to avoid using the word. But who are we fooling? Cancer is without conscience. Cancer doesn't care whether you acknowledge it or not. We find convenient places to hide, especially when the stakes are so great, primarily because we don't want to give up hope. In the hospital room, we prayed. We read Jesus' words from the Gospel of John and ended with his proclamation, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." We spoke, and I administered the Holy Sacrament. Before leaving the room, I anointed her forehead and kissed it. I knew there was a power in that room, a power that would heal this beautiful lady. Chris was a friend to so many. Never a cross word spoken, always with soft compliments in her mouth, she would reflect her inner beauty. She was a cake decorator and executed her craft with elegance that captured her love for life. In our family, we were fortunate to have sampled several of her creations on special occasions. She was a devout Christian, never boastful, never wearing it on her sleeve, but I know several people she had helped without any expectation. Her assistance was based on the commandment her Lord had instilled in her heart. She believed in the mantra of walking in the shoes of others. She felt their pain and became part of their lives and a part of our ministry. After we prayed in the hospital, we spoke briefly. I was sure I would see her out of the hospital, but I know even the best of plans are constrained by physical limits. In my 40-plus years of ministry, I have seldom seen the type of genuine faith and trust in Christ that Chris displayed through her lifetime, and especially that day, standing opposite her death sentence. On this week following the Feast of the Holy Angels, and in line with the critique that I gave yesterday, I will keep it real and not mention that heaven has gained a new angel. Rather, I will thank God for the angel that visited us here in her lifetime to share with us the message of love, life, hope, and complete unconditional trust in God. We are one less listener of Armadoxy for today. May God rest her soul. We pray the Requiem Prayer of the Armenian Church. Christ our God, forbearing and compassionate, in your love as our Creator, have mercy upon the souls of all your creatures, especially your newly departed servant, Christine. Grant rest and mercy to her soul. And to us, sinners, grant forgiveness of our transgressions. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.